Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smartass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything.
Well, time now for Nancy Know-It-All. We work with Know-It-All here in the studio every day, and from time to time, she is willing to help those of you who are facing life's little dilemmas, or maybe even life's big dilemmas. And this is an interesting email that I got, only because I think that some others may be able to weigh in with an opinion on this based on their own personal life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm going to read this verbatim. I listen to the show all the time, and I really value Danielle's opinion on things in life. I am a 31-year-old woman who just got out of a relationship which was good, but the sex was horrible.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was wondering, as I hop back into the dating pool, if Nancy Know-It-All could tell me whether the sex is better with men in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s?
Great question.
Great question, right?
I've been with a man in every age group. At times, I would have been in the same age group.
Not just this past weekend, you mean?
No, okay, I didn't have any sex this weekend, except with myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you can really give a blanket statement about that because there are a lot of factors that come into it. You know, the age-old conundrum is always that, you know, you want someone with experience, but you don't want someone with experience, right? You want someone that knows what they're doing, that can make you feel good, but you also don't want to think about all the people they did that particular thing with before you.
Right.
Because chances are they did that with somebody before they did it with you.
Chances are pretty good that they did, yeah.
Exactly. Especially if they're really good at it and they're like, that's my first time. No, it's not, Sheila.
So 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, and feel free to weigh in on the text line as well, which is 97107. If you're listening and you have an opinion,
stamina, you're gonna go at the younger end of the spectrum. If you're looking for stamina and long sessions, you're gonna
20s.
Go younger. 20s,
okay.
Even 30s,
right.
30s. Once guys start hitting their mid 30s, they stop caring as much.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'm into it, but I just want to get this over with now. All the butthurt guys that are pulling their phones out to text, relax. It's not every single one of you, but for the majority, as I've seen and from what I've heard from my girlfriends that date men, that's kind of where 35, 36 is where it starts to go down the tubes. And then once you get into the 40s, early 50s, there's a divide. You've got the guy that just doesn't care, that is just happy he's having some sex, that's doing whatever, but can't really be bothered to, you know, worry about your situation. And then you get the guys that have done it all, been there, done the whole thing, and they're like, you know what, I'm gonna give you the complete experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna love it.
So it sounds to me like you're picking every single one of these options.
You just got out of a long relationship. Be careful, wrap it up, be safe, protect yourself from diseases, but other than that, go have sex with a few guys, do some stuff, enjoy it. See what's out there, especially if, I mean, I don't, obviously, you know, this person, 31, and you just got out of a long-term relationship. Did it say how long? How many years? No,
it didn't say that.
So it could be.
It didn't say long-term. It just said just get out of a relationship.
Okay, sorry.
But,
well, if you haven't experienced a lot, there's a lot out there. It's like when you come from a small town and there's only one diner. you think that that's like, you know, the Thursday special is that's where it's at. And that's the best prime rib you're ever going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to a steakhouse and you're like, wow, I did not know this existed. Sex is the same way.
Here's a text from a woman who says, absolutely, the guy in his 40s. But I don't know that.
Well, more experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of know their way around.
Yeah.
Sex with a beer gut. It's hot. Hot.
There's that.
Let's see.
What do you say, though, it's about the right partner? Like, this guy may be good at sex, just not with her.
Right, because you know, everybody
like,
likes
it's kind of like
different.
Like drugs or whatever.
Right.
They react to people differently.
Right.
So she just hasn't found that puzzle piece yet.
Correct.
Well, it's about paying attention. A lot of girls don't like to kiss and have your tongue jammed down their throat. There's a lot of girls that aren't into foreplay. Mm. There are a lot of girls that don't like the down there stuff. You know?
The only reason a woman is not into foreplay is because we get sick of asking for more time. Can you just get, no?
Okay,
hang on.
Fine.
Can we just stay in the lobby for like 3 more minutes before we go to the penthouse? That'd be great. Thanks. You just hang out there. But Shu makes a very good point about compatibility. Is that I could kiss someone and be like, that guy is the worst kisser on the planet.
Right.
And then another woman could kiss that guy and be like, this guy kisses just like I do. Yeah. He's perfect.
Right.
So it's all kind of in what your experience is and what you like. That's why you got to kind of test drive a few models. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, so Nancy Know-It-All cannot tell you which, if she had to choose, she cannot tell you which that she would choose.
I'd say, in my experience, the men that I've been with that are in their 40s,
so you would say the 40s.
Yeah, but I've only been with one guy that was in his 50s.
Okay, so you would say 40s best.
I would say so, yeah.
40s best.
Yeah. So quality over quantity. The 40s guy, one really good time that night. The guy who's 21, 8 times that night, but it's okay.
First of all, I'm 41. I'm not having sex 8 times in a night. I mean, you're lucky if you get a second time.
No.
I'm out. Like, get me some food and I'm good.
Here's a guy who's texting in and saying that this is a very shallow question, but
I don't really think
sex is important.
It's not shallow when you guys like divorce us when we turn like 45 and then shack up with a 28-year-old. Yeah, okay, get out of here, guy.
Yeah,
get out of here.
No, I think it's okay for her to ask. I mean, it doesn't mean that she's going to be able to find somebody in that particular age demographic.
Not necessarily, but when you just have to expand your search filters on the dating app.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.